Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Paramore Tama bina kedayalu jagat samsare Tama bina kedayalu jagat samsare Patita pavana hetu tava avatara Patita pavana hetu tava avatara Mosama patita prabhu na paibe ara Mosama patita prabhu na paibe ara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kanakara Ami Bada Dukhi Daya Kara Sitapati Adaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita Aha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Juga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Laukanatha Sara Shriya Chaja Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamade Narottama Dasa. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More Dhamma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samavita Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitaya Gaura Premananda, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru Maharaj, all glories to Shri Shri Prabhupada. So we're continuing our Saturday reading of Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. This is not, where are we? 249 or something? What's the number? 249. Okay. Amagyana timarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militanjena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschat Chadishitarani Vancha Kalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur
Bhakta Vrinda. So, text 249. Please repeat. Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja
Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja
Yata Vidasinakulya
Yata Vidasinakulya
Yata Vidasinakulya
Yata Vidasinakulya
Sarasasyu Sahasrasa
Sarasasyu
Sahasrasa
Sarasasyu Sahasrasa
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja
Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja
Yata Vidasinakulya
Yata Vidasinakulya
Sarasasyu Sahasrasa
Sarasasyu
Sahasrasa
Avatara Hyasankhyaya
Avatara Hyasankhyaya Satvani Deduja Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasa Avatara Hyasankhyaya Hare Satvani Deduja Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasa Avatara Hyasankhyaya Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasa Avatara Hyasankhyaya Hare Sattva Nidhir Duja Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasa Avatara
All the incarnations
He certainly Asankhyaya,
beyond counting,
Hare,
from the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Sattva Nide,
who is the reservoir of spiritual energy,
Tvija,
O Brahmins,
Yata,
as
Avidasina,
containing a great reservoir of water.
Kuyaha,
small ponds. Sarasa, from a lake. Su, must be. Sahasrasaha, by hundreds and thousands of times. Translation, purport. There's no purport. It's a little bit. Translation, O learned Brahmins, just as hundreds and thousands of small ponds issue from great reservoirs of water, innumerable incarnations flow from Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the reservoir of all power. Purport is this verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26. I will try to find that if we can. Maybe I've got it. Yes.
This translation says rivulets.
Yeah, here's another one. Yeah, here's Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26. It says, O Brahmins, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Sometimes different books have different translations also. Sometimes they change. Okay, the purport here and from the Srimad Bhagavatam is the list of incarnations. This is purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The list of incarnations of the Personality of Godhead given herein is not complete. They don't like to stop break the purports, but this is from the third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. So this is after all the different incarnations. I think 24 different incarnations are described in the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada says, the list of incarnations of the Personality of Godhead given herein is not complete. It is only a partial view of all the incarnations. There are many others, such as Sri Hayagriva, Hari, Hamsa, Prishnigarbha, Vibhu, Satyasena, Vaikuntha, Sarvabhauma, Vishvakshena, Dharmasetu, Sudama, Yogeshwara, Brihadbhanu, and others of the bygone ages. Sri Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayer, My Lord, you manifest as many incarnations as there are species of life, namely the aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the men, the demigods, etc., just for the maintenance of the faithful and the annihilation of the unfaithful. You advent yourself in this way in accordance with the necessity of the different yugas. In the Kali Yuga, you have incarnated garbed as a devotee. That's the end of the translation. That's from the seventh canto, chapter 9, Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. This incarnation of the Lord in the Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many other places, both in the Bhagavatam and in other scriptures, in which the incarnation of the Lord as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explicitly mentioned. In the Brahma Samhita also, it is said indirectly that although there are many incarnations of the Lord, such as Ram, Narsingha, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, and many others, the Lord himself sometimes incarnates in person. Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not, therefore, incarnations, but the original source of all other incarnations. This will be clearly explained in the next shloka. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations which are not always mentioned. But such incarnations are distinguished by specific extraordinary feats which are impossible to be performed by any living being. That is a general test to identify an incarnation of the Lord directly and indirectly empowered. Some incarnations mentioned above are almost plenary portions. For instance, the Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. Sri Narada is empowered with devotional service. Maharaj Prithu is an empowered incarnation with executive function. The Matsya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. So the innumerable incarnations of the Lord are manifested all over the universes constantly without cessation as water flows constantly from waterfalls. So it's interesting. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations which are not always mentioned. Usually, Srila Prabhupada says that the incarnations are all described in the Shastras. So sometimes there are some differences. So it's described that there's specific activities distinguish them from ordinary living beings. Every living entity performs different activities, and his position is understood by the activities he performs. So this Supreme Lord, he is described Kritavan Kila Karmani Saharanmina Keshava Atimartyani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manasha, that Krishna and Balaram are described as in the first chapter, Kritavan Kila Karmani, that they perform many activities, but these are called Atimarjani Bhagavan. These are very extraordinary activities, not to be performed by ordinary living entities, just like Krishna killed Putana when he was 3 months old. Whatever. And lifted Govardhan Hill when he was 7 years old. So these things, and also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that janma karma cha me divyam. This is not only his birth was very extraordinary. He appeared first in the prison cell with full hair and decorations, ornaments and everything, forearms. So these activities of Krishna, the activities and his birth, these are not ordinary. They're called divyam. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that bahuni me vatitani janmani tavajarjuna, that he says that many, many births you and I have passed. I can remember them all, but you can't. So here, we're just reading here that sometimes it's described like the waves in the ocean. It's called asankhya, uncountable. Just like Sankhya, we have prayers to the six Goswamis, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi, that the six Goswamis, their Sankhya, this Sankhya philosophy is also there. Sankhya means to counting. The Sankhya philosophy, they count the different elements of the material world, the 24 elements, the five working senses, the five knowledge acquiring senses, the eight gross elements, the earth, water, fire, air, ether. And in this way, they count all the different elements and they understand that the living entity is not in that list. And besides the living entity is the Supreme Lord. So this is Sankhya, counting. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi, that the six Goswamis, they used to count their Nama, chanting. Sankhya Purvaka Nama. They're chanting, they're counting. We take some vow to chant a particular amount of names. We were talking yesterday, I think, or the other day. Yeah, yesterday. Divyanga Prabhu. Chant something. So, asankhya, here is this asankhya. Sankhya means counting. Asankhya means you can't count. Avataraya is sankhya. You can't count how many incarnations the Supreme Lord. We have just described here in the 20th chapter, Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. He describes so many different incarnations of the Lord. And then he goes on to say that there's six types of incarnations. The Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars, the Guna avatars, Manvantara avatars, the Yuga avatars and the Shakti Vish avatars. So all these different incarnations, just like Manvantara avatars, there are 14 in the day of Brahma or something, is it? And Yuga avatars, one in every Yuga. Lila avatars are coming, going. And this is just in the one universe, so you can count how many universes there are now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared it just like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. This one universe is just like that, one mustard seed. So how many universes you can't count. And in each one of these universes, all these different kinds of incarnations are coming and going. And these are just prominent ones we're seeing. But as mentioned in the Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, that Itam Nityag Rishi Deva Jashavatarai, that he says that they're not only in the Nui, the Nui is the human beings, the Tirjang means the animals, Rishi Deva, the sages like Parashuram, and Deva's Bhamana, he came in the family of the Devatas like that. So all these different incarnations are coming and going, and what is the purpose is described? Dharma Mahapurusha Pasi Yugana Vrittam. Lokan Vibhavasi Hans, what is it? Hamsi Jagat Pratipam. He's coming to, what is it? Bhagavad Gita. Dharma samstapanartaya paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam. It comes to give pleasure to the devotees and to annihilate the demons. This is the business, sattva nidhe. Here is described, hare sattva nidhe tuja. That he's just like a reservoir of goodness. This goodness is not the kind of goodness that we find in the material world. Material world goodness is also guna, binding. It's guna is sometimes quality, but sometimes you can also understand it as means ropes, binding the living entity. Generally, especially in Kali Yuga, we're bound by these other types of ropes, this rajas and tamas, goodness and ignorance, passion and ignorance, that is. But goodness is also binding us to the material world. We're thinking we're very well situated in this Krishna consciousness movement. We're great devotees and whatever. This is also, I mean, if we're a devotee, that's okay, but that's beyond the material, the modes of nature. But generally, in the material world, we're bound by this. But Krishna is sattva nidhe. He's the reservoir of all goodness. He's the, this is the sattvam vishuddham. Not only goodness, but the vishuddha sattva. Pure goodness. That means uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Vamcha yovya vicharina bhakti yogina sagunan samati chaitan. So if someone is in touch with Krishna, just like the example Srila Prabhupada gives is the iron rod in the fire. So we want to keep that iron rod in the fire, and it becomes just like fire. So if someone keeps himself in that Krishna consciousness, the flames of Krishna consciousness, he becomes just like that fire, that Krishna consciousness. He becomes that sattvam vishuddham, vasudeva shabditam. Vasudeva is the, of course, the father of Lord Krishna and Mathura, at least. It means also, Vasudeva means pure goodness, sattvam vishuddham, vasudeva shabditam. So Krishna, he comes to establish dharma samstapanartaya. He comes to establish these religious principles which are beyond Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nish Trigunya Bhavarjana. He said these are religious principles are beyond, real religious principles are beyond these three modes of material nature. But the Vedas, they mainly deal with these three modes of material nature. But Krishna is telling Arjuna, no, Nishtraigunya, you come beyond these modes. So even though these Vedas are given by the Lord as laws for mankind, Krishna tells Arjuna, no, you become beyond these modes. There was some question about that. Was arise the other day that someone was saying, well, how Krishna spoke to Arjuna and tried to reestablish principles with Arjuna. There was already Vyasadeva and Narad Muni was around like that. But Krishna says that, was that? That the Rajarsha Yogadu, that these principles that they, he established these religious principles through the class of administrators. They're administrators. And so Arjuna, he's that Kshatriya. We need that Kshatriya to reestablish these principles of religion, which are, what are we on? The principles of religion are Kali Yuga. What do we got? Kali Yuga Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. This is the principles of religion in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. This is the real religious principles in Kali Yuga. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's discussing with Ramananda Roy about what the different goal for humanity is. And Ramananda Roy, he first comes up with this, what is that? Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnura Rajate Panta Nanyat Tatosha Karanam. He says there's no other way of pleasing the Supreme Lord except this Varnashram system. So Varnashram system is very nicely designed. Srila Prabhupada wanted this Varnashram system established through this Krishna consciousness movement. Very important system of social reform, social working. So that's Varnashram system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. This is not for you. This is not the goal of human life. We have different goals for different peoples. We used to hear different shlokas for different folks. So religious principles, Shruti Abhibhina, that this is described. What is it? Nasalvrishir yasya matam vibhinam. What was the first? Tarko pratishta. Shrutayo vibhina. We can argue and argue. Apratishta is not, it can't establish anything through arguments. There's so many different controversies going on. Tarko pratishta, you're not going to come to the conclusion through argument. Shrutayo vibhina, you want to establish something by scripture? Okay, scripture, what does it say? Shrutayo vibhina. There is different scriptures. You can find different things in different places. And not only in different, you don't even need different places. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, what is it? Dushtajan, Shay Shastra, Dushtajan, Bahir Mukhajan, Shastra De Dushtamati. That they, someone who has some evil bent of mind, he can get what he can get from the scriptures. He can get some just dushtamati, become perverted intelligence and wrong ideas, so many things. Shishtajan se shastra de Krishna dharati, that the same scriptures, se shastra, the shishtajans, they get attachment to Krishna. So this is where we were. What we want, attachment to Krishna. So, Shrutayo Vibhina, there's different scriptures for different people. The Puranas, they have Sattva Gun, Rajagun, Tamagun, Shastras. They can give So you can find anything you want from the Shastras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Eho Baya, all this Varnashram, this is very nice for general populace, but this is not the business of the Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no. What is that there? So I got that verse, is there. I don't know that verse. We should know, learn that verse. Naham vipra nanchara narapatir napi vaisho nashudro. Naham varani achagriha patir no vanasto datir ba. Kintu prajan nikila paramananda purnamritabdir gopi vartu kapada kamale or dasa dasa anadas. So he says, I'm not any of these things. Shudra, Vaishya, Brahman, Kshatriya, or Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. He was a Sannyasi at that time. But he says that I'm Das Anudas, Abhu, the master of the gopis. So this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, the Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Dharma, Kali Yuga Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtan. This is the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement. This is the why, as described there. In the other ages, Krishna comes and he asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's Mata Paratram Nanyat. There's no truth superior to me. So, like this, Krishna, he's saying, I'm the Supreme Lord, surrender to me. Sarva dharma parityaja mami kam sharanam vraja. Don't think of anything else. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not like that. He's just chana kalo. What is it? Chana kalo yadabhavas trijigota satvam. Prahlad Maharaj has understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Chanakala, in a covered form. He's not calling himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He used to cover his ears when he was addressed as the Supreme Lord. Because so many cheaters are there, and they want to think that they can perform some austerity and they can become God. But no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not like that. He simply wanted to become Gopi Bhartu Kampada Kamali or Dasa Dasanadas. So that is our aspiration. We're not trying to become learned scholars or all these designations. No, what is that? Rishikena Rishikesha. Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam. All these designations, this is the material world, these designations. Except that one, we have also designations. Jivara Suruparhoi Krishnara Nityadas, or Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamali, or Dasa Dasa Anudas. Sarupena Vivastiti. We want to be established in our original condition of life. What's that? So, Vaishnava Jati Bhuti. Vaishnava is not seen according to his position in the Varnashram system. Varnashram system is for the general mass of people. We don't have business with that. I mean, except to set example for other people. We can set nice example. Best example is to chant Hare Krishna. This is the Yuga Dharma. Kali Yuga Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. This is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when distributing the Sankirtan movement, he didn't consider patra patra vichar nahi nahi stan astan. He didn't consider who was qualified, who was not qualified. He gave to everyone without discrimination. So everyone is eligible for the taking up this Krishna consciousness movement, of this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was the purpose of his incarnation. The incarnations of the Lord, so many are there, as described in this chapter by the Lord to Sanatana Goswami. There's so many different varieties. But we have the great fortune to come under the shelter, or have the opportunity to come under the shelter of the most merciful of all incarnations. Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gortas. He's the most merciful because he's freely giving Krishna Prema. Was the all these other incarnations, they gave different things. They killed some demons, they gave some nice philosophy, and gave some different opportunities they gave, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave Krishna Prema. So that is our greatest fortune. If we miss that fortune, what is the value of this human life? We have the opportunity of taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his Sankirtan movement, and if we miss that opportunity, who could be more unfortunate? That is the statement of the Acharyas. What is that? Tarko pratishta shrutayo vina nasa vishir yasya matam vibinam. They have different opinions, the rishis. But dharma satatvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena kata. We've tried to follow in the footsteps of the great personalities. Mahajano yena kata sapanta. Dharma stapana hetu sadhu vyavahar. The real principles of religion, they're established through the behavior of the sadhus. And that verse which describes the best of all of those sadhus is Madhavendra Puri. He was the personality that first brought this love to the highest stage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took under his. So, anything else? Somebody has questions, comments, discussion? No. All learned Brahmas, just as hundreds, if somebody. All learned Brahmins, just as hundreds and thousands of small ponds issue from great reservoirs of water, innumerable incarnations flow from Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the reservoir of all power. Hari Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.